And our hymnals to the responsive reading 566, as we read the scripture 566 this evening. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
For our grace are you saved through faith, and have not loosed us. It is given to God, not of works, and of any man's
works. Let us bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this occasion and opportunity at the close of the Lord's day to come to thy house. We know that this is a place where many, many people meet God from time to time. And this is a place where many people, for the first time in their lives, have realized the great need of God. We thank thee, Father, for the privilege of being here this evening. And as we come praying for our needs, praying for our own souls, and praying that we might search and seek the will of God for our own individual lives, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we would like to sing 226. Following, come right on. Let me introduce any new members, that visitors, and so on. I see we have some way back in the back room. Would you mind just lifting your hand if you're visiting? All right. We are delighted to have you. We've got some coming in. Still coming, all right. Number 226, all right, 226.
Thank you.
will sing for us.
Thank you.
Father, we thank thee for the privilege of sharing that bounty which thou hast given us and entrusted to us. Bless now our tithes and offerings as we bring them. And bless, we pray thee, the ministry of this church. We ask especially that you would be with our pulpit committee and all who serve in a wonderful way under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that this church may ever be faithful in the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we ask it and dedicate these offerings. Amen. Amen. That's my kind of music. Going back to Bethel, it has something to say to us and really touches our hearts. And if you have your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 35. And we will read something from the Word of God about a man who went back to Bethel. Here is a picture about a place that was about 10 miles north of Jerusalem, and a place where a man found God. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Now this is about 20 years later. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of the Lord God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Picture with me, will you? A young man, maybe in his mature teenage years, running away from home. He has lied to his father, stole the birthright from his brother, rightfully belonging to the firstborn, and now he's a sinner fleeing for his life, so to speak. Picture him fleeing away as a young man, turning his back upon his family, going among strangers. Secondly, picture him at night. It is now dark. He is on the rocky hills of Samaria. And here in this rocky, desolate, God-forsaken place, with no other human beings close by, he's by himself for the first time after leaving home. I don't know whether you remember leaving home for the first time or not, and going away. You remember the first night you were away? Jacob is away for the first time away from home. And here he is out in this desolate place by himself. It's kind of an eerie feeling when you go away from home for the first time. I remember when I went away to school for the first time. It's quite an experience. No one to tell you when to get in out of the rain, or what to do, or when to come to the meals, or when to go to bed, or when to get up. And here you are in a lonely place with no one to direct you. And someone has always been so kind and so gracious to even look after your clothes for you. You know, see that your shirt was just right, or this or that was just right. But now, you're away from home, no one to do this for you. Maybe you recall the first time you went away from home, and how lonesome it might have been for you, and what the feelings were in your heart. Well, it doesn't take too long for you to have a little homesickness, you know. And here was Jacob, off here by himself, and he unrolls his belongings from his little pad that he has carrying along with him. Well, there's no Holiday Inn here. So he picks out a stone and sort of maybe puts his robe over top of that stone. "That'll be my pillow tonight. That's where I'll sleep," he says. Picture this young man. He's a sinner now. He's running away from a situation that he had to get away from it because Esau had threatened him for his very life, and his father had become very upset that he had deceived him with goat skins on his arms, and he had been able to fool the father. But now here on this stone for a pillow, he's going to try to sleep. And here's the great canopy of heaven with the stars shining. Not a sound except the hoot owls and the hyenas and the jackals, and maybe a mountain lion in the distance roars. And here's the young man, stretching out, going to sleep, supposedly, all by himself, for the first time. Now, do you think he could sleep? He didn't go to sleep, did he, Curtis? No, he didn't. He put his head on that pillow, and he could not close his eyes. There are wheels turning in his mind. And then he began to pray. He began to call on God. Probably for the first time, really, genuinely in his life. He knew about God, but he had never had any intimate personal relationship to God. But here on this hard, rocky pillow, he began to call on God. And as he called on God, something happened in a mysterious way. It seems there was a ladder. Started up here in heaven, came unrolled all the way down to earth where he was. And he looked in his mind's
visioned that letter, and he watched it. I never was so impressed about that ladder in all my life than I was when I heard one of my friends in Fort Worth preach at Forest Hill Baptist Church one night, and he was using an illustration, and he was talking about how those angels were going up and down that ladder. And I can see old Boyce Wiggins right now as he tried to explain how those angels were going up and down, going to heaven, coming down to Jacob. There was God's message coming down with his messengers, speaking to Jacob's heart in that midnight hour as he was there on that pillow that was hard, rocky. And of course, at that night, God broke through to the heart of Jacob. And God spoke to him in such a real unusual way that when he finished that night alone, he said, "This is just the house of God." That's what Bethel means, house of God. Did you know in the house of God's the place where people meet God a lot of times? Did you know the house of God is the place where we come and find relief from our suffering and our pain and our anguish and our agonies? The house of God's the place where we come and find direction for our lives. And it was here that Jacob discovered that God had something for his life, as he watched the angel messengers come down from heaven. He was like a prodigal. And so God was speaking to him, and Jacob was there praying, and he built an altar at that place. And he said, "Since this is the house of God, I will build an altar, and I will worship God here at this place." I wonder sometimes what happens to the vows we make in church about what we're going to do for God. I wonder sometimes, some people say, "Preacher, I used to teach a Sunday school class. I used to do so and so for the Lord.